The number of homeless people in Milwaukee appears to be growing, or at least it's becoming more visible. In the past year, about a dozen homeless tent encampments have popped up across the city. The Common Council's Public Safety Committee will hold a special meeting Wednesday to consider solutions. Meanwhile, a coalition of advocacy groups just published an action plan designed to curtail homelessness. The report from the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness shows that last year, nearly 22,000 homeless people received services from agencies across the state. Joe Volk is a member of the council. He says the numbers have stabilized but haven't gone down despite recent economic growth. Volk outlined where Milwaukee stands in a conversation with WUWM's Marty Michelson.
Cities such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., those cities have a significant more of a crisis. In fact, I believe that the mayor in San Francisco just declared a homeless crisis in the city. So certainly Milwaukee is better off than many cities, but still has a significant problem around people being out on the streets. And we see that now over the last few months where very visible tent cities going up in Milwaukee, which is something that we quite frankly haven't seen in Milwaukee up until now.
A number of organizations have been looking to combat homelessness for decades. Why was there a need for a comprehensive report?
Well, first of all, the state of Wisconsin has been very much behind in terms of other Midwestern states in addressing this issue, and in fact, has never had a plan. Homelessness touches almost every state department, whether it's health or workforce development or children and families. And so there's a real need to break down the silos. That's why the Interagency Council was created under the chairmanship of the lieutenant governor, so that those cabinet officials of the various state departments could sit in a room all together and create a comprehensive, coordinated strategy to reduce homelessness in the state.
What are some of the key findings of this action plan that move towards solving the crisis?
One is that prevention activities certainly help. Many times you can rescue a family by just providing a month or two back rent rather than have them go into shelter and lose all of their furniture and all of those kinds of things. There was a recommendation to increase funding for shelters around the state. There hasn't been an increase in shelter funding since 1994. Frankly, parts of the state where there just aren't any shelters, there's just nowhere to put anybody. There's an emphasis on case management for people that we know works very well in both keeping people out of shelters and also once they do become homeless, reestablishing themselves in housing. There's an emphasis on workforce development. With the economy the way it is, if there was ever a time that we could move people that are homeless in to the workforce with employers begging for employees, this is certainly a good time to do it.
What are some of the potential roadblocks to these solutions?
Well, of course, there's always money. There's always resources. But beyond that, I think our challenge as advocates is twofold. One is this is a plan. You know, we've seen plans in other areas not be implemented, sit on the shelf, collecting dust. So as advocates, we need to make sure that that doesn't happen here, that the words on the page become a reality in the near future. And our second challenge, quite frankly, at the state level, is to keep this as a bipartisan issue and to make sure that this issue doesn't get mired in whatever other squabbles that they may have.